Pendengar sekalian, pasar saham Australia sangat dipengaruhi oleh peristiwa internasional pada tahun 2016 yang lalu dan kemungkinan hal itu akan terjadi lagi tahun ini. Setelah terjadi naik turun pada paruh pertama 2016, nilai saham jatuh lagi sampai di bawah nilai setelah pemungutan suara Brexit dan jatuh lagi setelah kemenangan pemilu Donald Trump di Amerika Serikat, namun hanya sebentar saja. Karena setelah pasar melihat kebijakan ekonomi Trump, saham Australia meningkat sekitar 9%. Berikut ini laporan tentang keadaan bisnis di Australia akhir tahun lalu. Guncangan politik mendominasi pergerakan pasar pada tahun 2016. Kepala ekonom AMP Capital, Shane Oliver, mengatakan keputusan yang mengejutkan tentang keluarnya Inggris dari Uni Eropa telah menggelisahkan para investor.
So I think the same will apply in the run-up to elections in the Netherlands in March, the French election through April and May, and of course the German election later in the year. At the end of the day, though, I think centrist parties in Europe will remain in power. So I think this breakup, this Eurozone breakup risk will remain a feature as we go through 2017. But at the end of the day, I think Europe will hold together.
Saat ini Uni Eropa bertahan pada posisi yang lemah, dan hubungan antara dua ekonomi terbesar di dunia akan menjadi perhatian. Kinerja ekonomi Cina terlihat lebih baik dari yang diharapkan pada tahun 2016, namun ada kekhawatiran dalam negeri yang luas di samping perlambatan pasar properti. Kepala ekonom dari Australian Institute of Company Directors, Stephen Walters, mengatakan dampak ketegangan internasional mungkin akan terlihat.
There may be some issues around trade. Obviously, if the US does implement tariffs on their products imported into the US, then China may be forced to respond. I really hope that doesn't happen because that's a very negative outcome. But I think China will be an economic force next year, and I think it's probably on the positive side, particularly for Australia.
Shane Oliver dari AMP Capital mengharapkan Amerika Serikat akan mengambil tindakan terhadap China dalam waktu dekat ini.
So I don't know that we'll have a full-out trade war, but obviously Donald Trump was elected on a mandate to bring back jobs to the US, to get a better deal for the US, if you call it that, on the trade front, particularly with China, and I think he's probably going to want to try and do something on that front.
Stephen Walters mengatakan dalam kampanye pemilihannya, Donald Trump juga berjanji untuk meningkatkan posisi domestik Amerika Serikat.
You've got a new big wave of infrastructure spending and other tax breaks and so on going into an economy that is already operating at its capacity. So I think the clear implication is that you're going to get some inflation in that economy.
Ini berarti kemungkinan besar suku bunga di Amerika Serikat akan dinaikkan. Pada awal bulan Desember, Federal Reserve telah menaikkan suku bunga Amerika Serikat untuk kedua kalinya sejak krisis keuangan global. Walters mengatakan bahwa hal itu telah menyebabkan peninjauan kembali terhadap barang-barang internasional yang terkait dengan suku bunga dan juga akan mempengaruhi pendanaan dari bank-bank Australia.
It could get quite painful in terms of mortgage rates next year if Donald Trump says he's going to reflate that economy and actually does it, then I think the implication for Australians would be higher interest rates with perhaps the beneficial offset of a lower Aussie dollar.
Shane Oliver mengatakan hal itu akan mendorong Reserve Bank melakukan penghematan karena ekonomi Australia yang melemah.
We're still running well below potential. We've still got 14% of the labour market who are either unemployed or underemployed. So there's a lot of spare capacity there. That's going to mean downwards pressure on wages continues, which means very low inflation and economic growth, I guess, will still be a little bit subpar in Australia. All of which I think ultimately will mean that the Reserve Bank will cut interest rates again sometime in the first half of the year.
Pada akhirnya ia mengatakan bahwa para investor mungkin akan mengikuti langkah ekonomi Amerika Serikat yang saat ini sedang berkembang.
Yes, global interest rates, global bond yields might be edging up, but by the same token, that's likely to be backed up by stronger profit growth than we've seen over the course of the last year. So my feeling is we'll probably see global equities and indeed Australian equities returning something like 8 to 10% over the course of the next 12 months.